Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 78, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Friday night mostly clear with a low around 56, Saturday sunny with a high near 79, Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 58, and on Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. And in the news, in a report this morning shared with the nearly noon news by WPR News, a former regulator's relationships with employees of utilities building the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line didn't create a serious risk of bias when the Public Service Commission unanimously approved the project, the state Supreme Court ruled on Thursday. In a 4-3 ruling, the court's conservative majority undermined a lawsuit challenging the commission's approval of the project in 2019. The Driftless Area Land Conservancy, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, and local governments filed that challenge to block construction of the more than $500 million transmission line across southwestern Wisconsin. The line is being built by American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative. The conservation groups claimed PSC Chair Rebecca Valk and Commissioner Mike Hubisch should have recused themselves from the case because of their ties to supporters of the project. They pointed to Hubisch's participation on an advisory board for the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, which is the regional grid operator that supports the projects. Groups also highlighted Hubisch's application for a top job with Dairyland Power soon after leaving the commission. Hubisch didn't land the position. The project's opponents had issued a subpoena to inspect Hubisch's cell phone after discovery of encrypted messages with utility employees while the case was pending before the commission. The project's opponents had issued a subpoena to inspect Hubisch's cell phone after discovery of the messages with utility employees while the case was pending before the commission, but the Supreme Court ruled that Hubisch didn't have to turn over his phone and said no serious risk of bias was shown. The ruling sends a clear signal to this judge and other judges that there shouldn't be fact-finding into the personal lives of judges and adjudicators without rock-solid evidence that something inappropriate has happened, Supreme Court Judge Walsh told Wisconsin Public Radio. Howard Lerner, Executive Director of the Environmental Law and Policy Center, is the attorney representing Driftless Land Conservancy and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation. He called the decision disappointing. Allowing these kinds of improper communications without any recourse under state law undermines public confidence in the fairness and integrity of Wisconsin's utility regulatory process, he wrote in a statement. We agree with the three justices in dissent that the Supreme Court majority stretched to reach issues that were not properly before the court, provided special treatment to Commissioner Hubisch, and that the decision will only deepen inequalities in our system of justice, end quote. Thursday's ruling specifically looked at allegations of bias against Hubisch. The ruling did not address the merits of the PSC's approval of the Cardinal Hickory Transmission Line project. Construction of the 101-mile line from Dane County to Dubuque County, Iowa, is ongoing. However, conservation groups have called on the commission, state environmental regulators, and the courts to halt construction of the project after a federal judge blocked the line's Mississippi River crossing as part of a separate lawsuit filed against federal agencies. Utilities have appealed the judge's decision, and an appeals court panel is set to hear arguments in that case this fall. And again, information for the story was provided with permission by the Wisconsin Public Radio Online News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.